This is Reset. I'm Jen White. The picture is clear. Segregation keeps Chicagoans apart. But our regular contributor, Tanika Johnson, is working to dismantle segregation in the city bit by bit. Johnson is the self-described social justice artist and photographer behind Fold It Map. That's a project where she brings together people from parts of the city who otherwise might not meet. The goal is to highlight disparities, but also to spark dialogue. And that's just what happened at the recent opening of a Fold It Map exhibit at the store Englewood Branded on West 63rd Street. Dozens of Chicagoans came out, and here's what a few of them had to say.
Hello, my name is Valeria Wright. I'm 40 years old, and I grew up in the Austin neighborhood in Chicago.
Hi, my name is Britt Cooper Robinson, and I live in Edgewater.
I'm Katarina. I'm 12 years old, and I live in Galewood.
The Fold It Map experiment and exhibit has really allowed people to come together who normally would not have.
I've never personally been told to not visit the South Side, but in 10 years of living in Chicago, I've also never heard anyone on the North Side really mention the South Side.
I came because I think that there's a lot separating the people of Chicago, and if we keep doing these small things, they'll make big differences.
I am grateful that the Fold It Map is bringing people together that may not otherwise have stood in the same room.
Eventually, I worked on the South Side for a little while, and so I could see for myself what vibrant life is there and how hard these communities are fighting for each other. But that's just not the story that's being told at large.
This was actually my second time going to Englewood, and the first time I actually was for the Fold It Map play, and I actually went back to my seventh grade class at school, and I told them about it, and a kid asked me if I got shot. And I think that's sort of an example of one of the things that divide the people of Chicago, and I think that if we keep doing these things, it'll make everything sort of better.
Thankfully, Tanika is telling the real story. She's telling it through Folded Maps. She's telling it through creating these beautiful communal events where people from all over the city can gather. They can engage with one another, really listen to each other.
Fold It Map creator Tanika Johnson and Englewood branded store owner Corey Luckett join us now in studio to talk about the event. Welcome to Reset.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
I was watching your faces as we were listening to those voices, and you both had a pretty visceral reaction to the 12-year-old saying, you know, when I went home, one of my friends asked me if I had been shot when I went to Englewood. And Tanika, I mean, what does that tell you about the misunderstanding we have about where different people live in the city?
Well, for me, it showed that nothing has changed since I was literally her age. Because I remember being asked and told the same thing when I would say where I lived. So it shows that there's progress being made, that a 12-year-old that isn't from Englewood can respond and challenge that, you know, as opposed to just someone who is from the community. So there's a lot of work to do, but progress has been made. But it's still just disheartening to know that this is what we're fighting up against.
Corey, what about you?
For me to hear that is, I really don't have, it was definitely shocking because it shows the perception is off. And it's something that we fight with every day. So to hear that being said by a 12-year-old, that means that that conversation has gone for too long in a negative way.
Well, Tanika, tell us about the event at Englewood Branded and how it was structured, how people could move through the exhibit.
Yeah, so when people walked into Englewood Branded, the first thing they see are the Map Twin videos because it was on a large flat screen TV on the center of the stage.
And we should just explain Map Twins are?
Yes, Map Twins are the residents who live on the same street but different sides of town. So, you know, 6720 North Ashland, 6720 South North Ashland. Those are the people who lived on those same streets. And I have video of them talking to each other, meeting each other. And so when they walk in the space, they see the video. On the left, they see the large life-size Chicago map installation where people have pinned where they are coming from, where they live, and what their community needs. And then they also see about five of the address pairs, which are the photos of the infrastructures, the buildings, the homes that have similar addresses on the same streets.
And I should have asked you to do this, but just really briefly remind us in broad strokes what Folded Map is all about.
Folded Map is a visual investigation of Chicago's segregation using its grid map. So comparing addresses that are the same and having people who live on those same streets meet each other to talk about what their neighborhood is like.
Now, Corey, when this opportunity opened up for you to have the exhibit, did you have any concerns or did you pause at all or were you all in?
No, I was all in. There was absolutely no reason to be concerned about anything. I think the biggest thing for me was to be able to support a friend and to be able to support a community, because we need art and we need a variety of people to come through to understand that what they've heard is all wrong.
And did you have a chance to interact with people who were coming to your store, coming to Inglewood for the first time?
All night.
Yeah.
And they've continuously came. So I see someone different every day. And we have conversations throughout the day about the segregation and about how different things are. I had one lady call me on, I believe it was Thursday, and she wanted to know which train to take to be closest to the store. So you can take the green line and it lets you out right on 63rd and Ashland and walk across the street to the store. And that's what she did. And she was a Caucasian lady. And the fact that they take the opportunity to now look and see what they're missing or what they can learn is just amazing. Because at one point when Tony and I was having a conversation, they were talking about they were told not to come there. So mm-hmm. for them to take the chance to come, that's just amazing.
Tanika, I'm curious, because when I think about the Folded Map project, it's one thing to look at photos or listen to a video or watch a conversation two other people are having. It's another thing to take the step to immerse yourself in the conversation, mm-hmm. to actually get on the train, like Corey was saying, go mm-hmm. to Inglewood, and be part of that dialogue. And these can be uncomfortable topics for people to discuss. What are some of the conversations you've seen bubble up as a result of people actually showing up?
So the exhibit itself is an open invitation. So it's not just an exhibit at Inglewood Branded Store. This is actually an extension of the project. This is where the map is folding. It's folding in Inglewood through people coming there. And at the opening reception, we had basically a storytelling session. I invited people to share their stories of what they've been told about Inglewood or the west side of Chicago. And then I also asked for Inglewood residents and the west side residents that had come to share their response. Like, how does it feel to hear these things? And it really wasn't uncomfortable. It just was a safe space for honesty. Everyone knows why they were there. Everyone understood that we're all interested in grappling with this issue. So people just embraced hearing each other.
We're speaking with Reset contributor Tanika Lewis-Johnson of the Folded Map Project, which works to break down segregation in Chicago. Also with us is Corey Luckett, owner of the store Inglewood Branded on West 63rd Street, where the Folded Map Project currently has an exhibit open to the public. I want to hear from some of the other people who attended.
Hi, my name is Sam Kirk. I was born and raised on the South Side, still live on the South Side. And I attended the Folded Map exhibit because I'm really inspired by the approach that Tanika is taking to address segregation in Chicago. I also really appreciate the dialogue that's being created by connecting residents from different parts of the city to change or break the perception had about each other or the areas that we come from. I also really like that she held the exhibit in Inglewood, because we should be able to see quality exhibits like this in all areas of the city. Artists from the South Side shouldn't feel like we need to exhibit our work in other areas out of fear that people won't attend or because of the negative reputations that our areas have been given. I've definitely received questioning looks when mentioning where my studio is located, and I hope this project continues to change what has been taught to many people about the South Side.
That's interesting, Tanika, because it's a different take. This is mm-hmm. someone who's saying, no, this is good for me because it's elevating and making visible things that are already happening in Inglewood and maybe to people who live in the community and don't really know about it. Yeah. Is that an unexpected part that's emerged as a result of this project?
Yes, I would say so, because we don't have a lot of artistic spaces. In Englewood, we don't have any, which is why Corey's store is such a huge asset, because it's not just a store. It's a gathering space that we can repurpose into a gallery. And it is helping people see that this is why it means so much, because our communities have had such a lack of investment, and we want to help everyone understand that this is what communities have had to tolerate on the South Side.
Now, Corey, the exhibit is still up in your store, and I know in Tanika's absence, you've been having lots of conversations. I'm curious, you know, are there things that you have learned or ideas that have shifted for you at all through this process?
Oh, most definitely. The things that I have learned were just that not everybody, but the things that I did learn, that people are now curious and they want to be around. And I've learned that a lot of people were told not to come around. So that was different for me, because even though knowing that there is segregation and there is still racism going on, the people that came and spoke just really, it warmed my heart, because they gave that opportunity to break the chain and come really see what it's about. And that's what's important. And Tonika, she mentioned about the store space, and the store space is community. Regardless of what, to be able to have her to put that exhibit there and have people come to Englewood and understand that, yes, the little boy didn't get shot, and he probably won't, and nobody else will coming through. It's just that the things that go on throughout the city, they pick the ones from Englewood to broadcast.
Well, and you use this word community. And Tanika, how much of this project for you is about redefining or reshaping how we use that word?
For me, it is, I want us to think about why our city is still segregated and if it's a true reflection of how we want to interact. So if you didn't hear these things, if you didn't feel unwelcomed in certain neighborhoods, what would we really do? And I want Folded Map at Englewood Branded Store to be an opportunity for people to experience what that could be like. That's why I think arts is so important, because people can come together and get to experience each other. And I'm ultimately trying to recreate parts of my high school experience, because I got to see the beauty of diversity, interacting with people, challenging what you've been told, growing beyond what you thought you could. And so that's really what I'm hoping this Folded Map community could create.
And Corey, for you, as the the place where this exhibit exists right now, what does it mean for you to be the hub for these conversations?
I think it just aligns with everything that I want, not only for myself, but for Englewood. We have not had the traffic that we so deserve, because there's so many artistic people, from our elders to our youth, to be able to come in and really see what's going on. So with that being said, Tony and I had a conversation, and we decided to extend the exhibit from December 1st. So we're going to extend it throughout the rest of this year. So people will have the opportunity to come in, check out the Folded Map, see what Englewood Branded is all about. Definitely, we want them to make sure that they pin in their locations when they come in. That's so important. Mm. So when you said that I've been Tonika pretty much since, what day did we start?
The 9th. November 9th.
Since November 9th, because I'm there all the time. And what it's doing for me is it's giving me more strength. It's letting me understand that I created something that has meaningful purpose for everyone.
You know, we got a lot of voicemails from people who attended, and I understand there was a lot of energy at the event. You've tapped into something, Tanika, you've tapped into something, because when we do these segments in the show, we hear from people quite a bit. And I'm just curious what's next. Not that you don't have a full plate right now, but really quickly, what's happening next?
Well, what's happening next is I really want to make sure I stay in touch with the community that's created, so we could ultimately, you know, start a movement. I not only want to do more events and have Folded Map exhibited in other spaces, but really start kind of like a listening tour conversation for people to be able to have these conversations in a comfortable, safe environment where people can actually talk about racist things they have been taught their whole life, and where people of color can respond to that. And so people can learn empathy. So whatever way I can curate that experience is how I want to do it.
That's Tanika Johnson from the Folded Map Project. Also with us, Corey Luckett, Inglewood branded store owner. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.